Blog Talk Radio.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday's edition of All Subjects Everything. I'm your host, Chris Stevens. Hopefully you had a fantastic weekend, and we're almost there. We're almost there to Christmas, a short week next week, so let's get through this last long week rather strong. If this is your first time tuning in, All Subjects Everything is available on, you can go to a blog. If this is your first time tuning in, we are an internet interactive radio show. That's what I usually say. Call us up when we're live, 661-554-9194. You can also check us out on the Blog Talk Radio Network chat room, as few of my esteemed listeners do from time to time. Or if you haven't been following along via the Twitter machine, just use the All Subjects Everything hashtag. If you can't catch us live, check us out on iTunes. You can go to the iTunes store, search for All Subjects Everything, our podcast, download the shows for free, rate us from 1 star to 5 stars, and write a little review. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to hear, see in future shows, and we will do our very best to accommodate you. Also, for you smartphone users, All Subjects Everything is available on the Stitcher mobile app. You can download Stitcher to your smartphone, search for All Subjects Everything there. Take us with you in the car, the gym, the office, wherever you want to get in on the conversation. Also, don't forget to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ All Subjects Everything, and be sure to like the page, make sure you're listening to us. Sorry, guys. I'm just frazzled this morning because the laptop was acting stupid, like literally 2 minutes before it went on air. Had to shut it back down, get it back up. Then I used Firefox as a web browser, and, of course, it has problems out the yin-yang. So, yeah, like the Facebook page, facebook.com/ All Subjects Everything there. You'll find show links, news updates. You know, once again, we're trying to start it as a forum. You guys, you know, we'll post topics and questions you guys answer. We'll take those into consideration and make this a better show. Okay, so now that my laptop has decided to act like it's got some goddamn sense this morning, WWE TLC last night. Man, we got a short show, so I might as well go ahead and just jump right into it. It ended last night with finally something other than passive resistance and boredom from one Roman Reigns. If you missed it, you might want to turn this show off. But if you watched it last night, then we're just going to discuss. Of course, Roman Reigns came up short in his pursuit of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship thanks to the League of Nations, well, two-thirds of the League of Nations, Rusev and Alberto Del Rio. and Sheamus was able to maintain his hold on the championship. After losing again in heartbreaking fashion, and after maybe he possibly missed a spot, you can very well surmise that Roman snapped. He grabbed the chair and just weighed Lace to, well, actually he just gave Del Rio and Rusev a couple solid shots, but he laid waste to Sheamus. And then they had to get the officials out there. And then finally Triple H and Steph, the authority, came out to get him to calm down. And then Triple H turns his attention to Roman, like, what is your problem? And Triple H, of course, you know, knows what his problem is. And so with that being said, Roman attacks Triple H with a steel chair and does all other sorts of, you know, beat down stuff to the chairman, to the COO of the WWE. And I can almost guarantee you that that will be a very, very interesting, you know, it makes Raw watchable tonight. We will say that. It makes Raw very, very watchable this evening, because the rest of the pay-per-view was substandard. We had a WWE Divas title match that nobody really wanted, Charlotte and Paige. One surprise tonight, I was really surprised that Dean Ambrose beat Kevin Owens for the Intercontinental Championship, but I think giving those two a program and a rivalry might be the best thing for the undercard or the mid-card as it stands right now. Because we talked about it on Friday, and we'll talk about it again today. WWE has nothing else, so they definitely have to, you know, start, you know, building up some folks that they may have overlooked in the past. Like, for God's sakes, the Wyatts finally won a match last night. They beat Team Extreme in a Survivor Series style match that, of course, is only settled and eliminated when the guys go through tables. At least the Wyatt family didn't look like total, you know, invalids last night. What else? I didn't watch Ryback and Rusev. I refused. Like, normally the joke is about the Divas division that, you know, whenever there's a match on the pay-per-view, it's a bathroom break. I use my bathroom break on Ryback and Rusev because there's nothing redeeming about Ryback, and I really wish the WWE would stop trying to shove that guy down our throats. And Rusev could be so much better. He's another guy that gets kind of, you know, thrown to the wayside, but at least with this League of Nations deal, he has something. He has something. I'll give him that much. He has something. Something to cling to. Best show, best part of the night for me was the opening match, the tag team triple threat ladder match, in which the New Day retained their championships thanks to one of the funniest run-ins that you will ever see in WWE or sports entertainment or wrestling, period. And, of course, this was after Kalisto had suplex. I can't remember if it was Jimmy or Jay because they're identical twins. Either way, one of the Usos did the Solita del Sol off of the top of the ladder onto another ladder, and they both went crashing through the ladder. Like, it was one of those ECW, holy shit, this is awesome moments. But as Kalisto seemed to be the only one in any sort of condition to climb the ladder, Xavier Woods leaves the broadcast position with Michael Cole, JBL, and Jerry the King Lawler, who desperately needs to retire. And Xavier does the unthinkable. Instead of running in and pulling Kalisto off of the ladder, he fires a trombone. He fires the trombone square at the man's back. It knocks Kalisto to the floor. I mean, because obviously, you know, it makes sense. Because number one, Kalisto wasn't that high up off the ladder. He maybe made a couple steps. So it wasn't like, you know, it was something totally implausible. Like, he just executed a Solita del Sol from about 20 feet high onto a steel ladder. So how he was even up is, you know, up for discussion. But Xavier Woods hits him square in the back with the trombone. Kalisto falls over. Kofi finds the strength to get up the ladder, and the New Day retains their championships. I'm telling you, the New Day could save the WWE if they let them. Like, there's nothing funnier, there's nothing more entertaining, and there's nothing more live wire than these guys. Like, you all got good workers in the ring and on the mic. Like, Big E's improved drastically on the mic. Kofi was always good. Xavier Woods probably taught him how to get better. And, of course, Kofi goes in the ring. Big E is a beast. And it just works. The new day works. For once, the new day works. I mean, for once, something, you know, with a, you know, a black artist, I mean, with black wrestlers, actually works. So I give WWE credit for at least getting the New Day right, but here's the thing. They need more than a New Day to survive. They need more than a New Day to survive. Because right now, it looks bad. You know, with all the injuries, with the questions surrounding Roman Reigns, it's really tough to see them, you know, pulling this together in time to, you know, make WrestleMania decent for those of us, you know, long watching and long, you know, devoted fans. Because it's rough right now. It is rough right now. And again, with Reigns snapping, with the New Day probably coming out talking their stuff, with Dean Ambrose being a new champion, with, you know, Charlotte's heel turn into her father, Raw will have some interesting points to watch tonight. Like, I still want to see Team Bad get into it. I mean, Sasha, Naomi, and Tamina are among the most underused on that roster. Now, if they compare them with the New Day to make some sort of awesome black unicorn stable, you know, kind of like, you know, the Click or DX or Four Horsemen or whatever, that would be dope. But they wouldn't be like a male or female version of each other because they all have their own personalities. Like, Sasha Banks probably has more charisma than any of the five other people that I just mentioned. Like, she's got the attitude. She's got the go time in the ring. You know, she's got the personality for it. And that's not to say Naomi and Tamina don't, but Sasha Banks is who WWE fans have been waiting for. And they're really just kind of sort of, you know, not being too generous towards the fans right now and putting Sasha in a match on the pre-show when clearly no one really gave a crap about, you know, Charlotte and Paige one more time. Nobody did. But it's something to talk about. It's something that we can, you know, latch on to and be, you know, excited. Well, not excited for tonight, but at least see how they sort of explain this heading into the Royal Rumble, which is, of course, 4 weeks away, which will probably be, you know, a week or maybe even 2 weeks prior to the Super Bowl. I think that's the best thing WWE has going for it, is that they don't compete with the Super Bowl anymore. Because that normally, you know, is something that, you know, has had hamstrung them in the past, even when they were at their, you know, Attitude Era peak. That the Super Bowl normally would, you know, interfere with what they do. But in this context, you know, the week off, which is probably, you know, what they'll take for Royal Rumble, helps. Because we need to know what's going to happen. You know, obviously it seems like Roman Reigns and Triple H are on a collision course for Mania. That, you know, like it or not, that's what's going down. Like it or not, that's exactly what's about to happen. So everybody here should be pretty much ready for that. You know, but what about, you know, what comes next? I mean, what are they going to do with the New Day? What are they going to do with Ambrose? What are they going to do with, you know, the roster that they have? Because right now it's really substandard. When you think about all the guys that are injured and, you know, guys that may have left or what have you. So that's what pretty much Triple H and Vince have to figure out. But until Vince, you know, is shown the door, and that's pretty much what it is going to take, then, you know, this is what we'll get for the WWE. I said it last night on Twitter, and I stand by that. particular statement today. On to the NFL now, and here's where, you know, the fun sort of picks up. You know, we'll just skip right to the chase. Like, does anybody want to win the AFC South? Anyone? I mean, raise your hand if you want to have a chance in the AFC South. Because it doesn't look like. I mean, the Indianapolis Colts got absolutely railroaded by the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday, 51-16. I haven't seen the Jaguars beat somebody like that since the last football game Dan Marino ever played. And that was 15 years ago, at least. So I think that game happened in 2000, but it was a 99 playoff. It was a 99 season. Yeah, it was the season Jacksonville made it to the AFC Championship game and lost to Tennessee at home. But I haven't seen the Jaguars whoop somebody like that in that long of a time. And here the Jaguars are at 5-8. They're only a game out because not only did the Colts lose, the Patriots decided to bring Rob Gronkowski back for Sunday Night Football against the Texans. And you can pretty much guess what happens when Brady gets Rob Gronkowski back. Pretty much a beatdown. So it's actually, there's probably, you know, it's going to be a good chance that the AFC, the NFC East and the AFC South are probably going to have a team that finishes 500 or worse as their division champion. If I had to put my money on, I'm still going to take the Texans at this point because the Colts look like, I mean, they're still a disaster area. Like, there's no telling when Andrew Luck comes back, if he comes back this season. Hasselbeck is hurt. You know, it's not sure, it's not determined if he's out for next week or not, but this is, I mean, the AFC South Championship game is possibly next Sunday, you know, when the Texans and the Colts square off. The Texans will be in their good health for the most part. Their egos will just be bruised after getting beat down by the Patriots. The Colts, meanwhile, are bruised and battered with their egos, their emotions, their bodies. Well, how that works out remains to be seen. But you gotta be kind of upset with the Cincinnati Bengals and the Denver Broncos because of their dreadful losses yesterday. New England Patriots, once again, top seed in the AFC. And do you know how difficult it is to win in Foxborough? The only team to have beaten the Patriots in Foxborough during a Super Bowl run. Actually, only two teams have done it. I want to say the Jets did it 1 year, and of course the Ravens did it in the 2012 AFC Championship game. But during the Brady Belichick era, to only have lost two playoff games at home, and considering how long they've been doing it and all of that, it's very impressive. Very, very impressive. So now everyone who had their best shot to kind of sort of make New England work for a championship, work for the AFC Championship, It's coming to an end. It's coming to an end because it really depends on the general health of the Patriots. They had four injuries last night. A couple in the secondary. LeGarrette Blount left the game for a little bit. I don't think he came back last night because I fell asleep on the game after WWE TLC. So can't tell you if LeGarrette Blount came back or not, if he's out for any determined amount of time. But the Patriots right now in a weak AFC just happen to be the strongest team. And I'm not saying they can't win a Super Bowl because, I mean, God knows you get them in a Super Bowl situation, they're pretty good at that kind of stuff. But who else can you look to? The Broncos are going through it with Osweiler. You know, granted, Brock Osweiler didn't lose that game for them last night. The drops. The Denver Bronco receivers drop the ball all the time. And, of course, you know, when the Raiders, you know, turned Khalil Mack loose on that offensive line, good God almighty. I think we found our next Lawrence Taylor. Here's a hint: it's not J.J. Watt. Who else can you count on the AFC? The wild card teams could be interesting. I mean, it could be the Jets. Probably will be the Steelers. Could be the Chiefs. I think because you got a three-way tie at 8-5 right now. You got three teams at 8-5 looking for two spots. Got to think that the Chiefs or the Jets will lose again at some point, especially since the Jets still have to go to Foxborough in a couple of weeks. I think it's actually this week, if I'm not mistaken. But only time will tell. Only time will tell. But I'm telling you now, if y'all let the Steelers into the playoffs, you know, that is going to be a situation where nobody wins. Because now Tomlin, I don't know if Tomlin has gotten to Todd Haley enough to say, enough with the BS, let Ben rock. But Roethlisberger has been letting it fly. And then D'Angelo Williams, you know, stepping in for the injured Le'Veon Bell, is having a career year at the age of 32, second oldest running back in the NFL. So it's not like you can stack the box, you know, and dare the Steelers to run, because Williams can get it done. So you have to play honest. And then that gives Roethlisberger the time to throw shots down the field to Antonio Brown and Martavis Bryant. And if they get Heath Miller back, then good grief, how much more dangerous can they be? Pretty dangerous. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, we ran out of time because my laptop acts stupid, but in any event, thank you for listening to All Subjects Everything. Greatly appreciate your time. We will try again tomorrow to talk about the end of the Golden State Warriors losing streak. We'll probably talk about winning streak, pardon me. Probably talk about Monday Night Football, big matchup tonight, Dolphins and Giants. If you missed us live, blogtalkradio.com/Chris Stevens on air. iTunes, All Subjects Everything, same thing for Stitcher Mobile. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Thank you for listening to this fractured show. Until we speak again, y'all be good or be good at it.
Twas the night before Christmas and all through the
house. Hold it now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it.
You give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, knock it through your neighborhood. Gonna ring, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap about to happen like a knee. Slapping, or I told you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suit of two with a friendly attitude and a slave full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe look kind of weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the hawk was out, nose on the ground. Folks stayed in, 240 down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks, and the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face, and the guitar player laid down the heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat, and the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I can sure appreciate the sound so sweet. In the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static on the chance that the fans put the body breaking in. Put the noise on the top with the reindeer top, just a trick, say trick, and I let the sucker in. He was rolling, he was fully, and I said, holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin. He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the porch of the door where the sin should have been. Get fooled for a fool, going out every year for a day on the plane when it going low. Through the beer, maybe weird, but I'll never have a cheer, cause it's warm in the storm when it's in below. I said, yo, ride, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not? If the music hot and our chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. So he went downstairs and forgot his scare, and he rocked his spot and danced like a pro. And every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the yogi yogi till he had to go. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a tip to his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got a toy for the boys for the girl's glad rag. And a grown-up got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo. A new Seville by the blue the sky, the best that money couldn't buy. Cause money could never ever buy the feeling, the one that comes from not concealing the way you feel about your friends. And this is how the story ends. The dude in red back at the pole up north where everything is cold. But Christmas, and to all, a good night. I see that it's not clear, but you good buddies to clean out your ears. Listen very close while I pop more game, cause my name in the Hall of Fame. The K-U-R, the T-I-S, the first is the best, I must confess. The B-L-O and the W, I make you wanna catch the Boogaloo crew. Now if your name is Annie, get a poke, your fanny. If your name is Side, get off your backside. If your name is Steve, you don't need a C, cause I'm Curtis Blow and I'm on the go. I'm rocking to the rhythms in stereo. Your hands in the air and rave on like you just don't care. If you're ready like Freddy to rock, we'll say somebody say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Our young ladies, all the ladies in the house say, ow. And you don't stop, come on, come on, come on, let me see you rock. I get down, stop messing around when Curtis Blow is in your town. I'm Curtis Blow on the microphone, a place called Harlem was my home. I was rocking one day, it started to shake, and sung to me, I like a earthquake. I packed my bag, I said goodbye, I kissed my woman and I started to fly. I came to Earth by a meteorite to rock you all on the mic. So just kick off your shoes, let your fingers pop. The Curtis Blow is about ready to rock. Now the people in the back, if you're not the wax, say,